Христос та насти.
Христос
Господь.
Grace to us.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we have read a remarkable healing, the Pool of Bethesda. And in terms of the whole sequence and of from Pascha until Pentecost, we are in a transition, and we're starting to head toward the Feast of Holy Pentecost. And Pascha we're leaving behind. And so it is that this transition happens through this particular gospel. And basically, what we hear is a comparison of the grace and activity of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament as opposed to the grace and activity of the Holy Spirit, which we will see through Pentecost and through the life of the Holy Church, which receives the Holy Spirit fully and completely. And it says, after there was a feast of the Jews, this is that this feast being the Jewish feast of Pentecost, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And now there is in Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And so, when could it actually the physical qualities of our church, one could imagine porches which are kind of like these arches. And at the very the nave of the church is the Pool of Bethesda. And so it is, there was this tradition that the people, that from time to time an angel would come and stir the water. And many people who were sick and infirm and suffering would position themselves near the pool. And the tradition was, and the experience was, that the first person who entered the water after it was stirred by the angel would be healed. And you think about this, it's amazing. On the one hand, it gives us hope. It would give the people of the time hope, because they would see the power of God working through the stirring of the water and the healing of the first person. But not only did it give hope, but it also was profoundly disappointing for those who did not enter the pool and did not receive the healing. And the sheep market, the pool we're talking about was right next to the sheep market, where the sheep were prepared for sacrifice, and they were even washed in this pool, so they had the blood of the newly sacrificed lambs, or lambs to be sacrificed, intermingling in the water, and what's important is that it draws a connection, as it were, between the sacrifices of the temple and the stirring of the water. And what I think is very clear is that the five porches of this pool really represent the five books of Moses, which are the pillars upon which the Old Testament church stood upon these five books of Moses as the pillars of the faith. And so it is, there's a man who's on the side at the pool, and he's been there for 38 years. He's lying upon a bed and waiting and hoping that somehow or other, when the water in the pool is stirred by an angel, that he can be the first to enter the pool. And you hear this, and it's an amazing thing, because can you imagine preserving hope for healing in a situation where you are physically unable to get up off your own bed and enter the waters, and preserving hope for 38 years? it's also interesting that it was 38 years that the children of Israel were in exile and waiting, as it were, for deliverance. And so here we have this man, 38 years waiting. And waiting, on the one hand, with profound faith and hope, and yet in the circumstances where it's a hope that was unfulfilled. And our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ comes to him and asks him concerning his plight. And he said, "I have no one to put me into the pool." And at that very moment, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ told him to take up his bed and to walk. And there he was, waiting these 38 years, and his wish and his prayer was fulfilled. And he was able to lift his bed and walk away. And of course, the Jews accused him, you know, of what he was doing on the Sabbath day, picking up his bed, which would constitute a violation of the law of actually doing work. And nevertheless, our Lord came into this circumstance. And what's fascinating about it is, what it reveals is that on the one hand, the grace, the activity of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament was limited. However, the activity of the Holy Spirit, which we will receive through Pentecost, is totally and completely unlimited. And what happens afterwards, the Savior then sees the goes and pursues the paralytic who was healed and tells him that he will become whole. And whole in what sense? Whole in the sense of being not only healed in the body, but healed spiritually. Soul. And so, brothers and sisters in Christ our God, we have this pivot point in the liturgical life of our church through this gospel. And we turn with Pascha very alive in our hearts and minds, and the joy of Pascha still reverberating, as it were, in the very depths of our being. We now are led to forward, to look toward the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is the very gift that makes us whole. And as with the paralytic who not only was physically healed, but was spiritually healed and made profoundly whole. So we ask our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ to dwell upon us and in us and to walk with us, so that we can become whole. And we have to think of this in a very serious way, because I think each and every one of us can do a little inventory of our own interior lives and realize that we are not whole. We are called to be whole, and it is by the grace of God that we can become whole. But we have many, many faults, and we have many difficulties, struggles in our lives. And this is the very purpose of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ's ministry, is to come to us and to anoint us and to lift us up and to restore us to wholeness. And so as we move through this period between Pascha and Pentecost, let us pray that we can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, that we can be prepared in our inner lives through prayer and fasting and love of one another, and of course in our unusual circumstances, great patience with the sadness of not being able to gather together in the fullness that we have enjoyed in the past. So let us on this day renew our faith. And renew our look forward not only to Pentecost but to the restoration, as it were, in the Spirit of God of the life of our holy parish. May God bless each and every one of us, and may He bless you in particular, all of you, and may He prepare us in His wisdom and in love, to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit in the depths of our hearts. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.